messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Airlangga Hartarto has said with the United States and China agreeing to slash tariffs for 90 days, Indonesia will also seek to push its own tariff deal with the United States. He informed on Thursday that his team is currently studying the discussion materials and preparing information on the strategy commodities that will be needed during the negotiations. He opined that from a macroeconomic perspective, the 90-day temporary pause cannot be considered as an easing of trade tensions between the United States and China. Indonesian government has made several efforts to improve services for Hajj and Umrah pilgrims, including the upgrade of Terminal 2F at Soekarno-Hatta International Airport, Tangerang, Banten. The special Hajj and Umrah terminal has been prepared to improve the quality of services provided to Indonesian pilgrims. During the peak season in August and September, the number of passengers can even soar to 12,000 per day. As of May 1, 2025, all Hajj departure services have been open at the 27,418 square meter Terminal 2F, which has the capacity to serve 6.1 million passengers per year. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the lunch session of Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia. With me, Rahma, on this fabulous Friday, May 16, 2025. We're ready to present various interesting information, updates, programs, music, all about Indonesia. And of course, we also have special interviews on VOI Talks later, so stay tuned on voinews.id and RRE Digital mobile app channel VOI.
Hey, it feels so good to be back. And for those who didn't know, we go by the name of Rat. Right. Yeah, yeah. We just want you to dance. Yeah, just dance to this song. Come on.
Thank God it's Friday. Everybody wants to party, but we go funky. Dance to it all night. Yeah, thinking that them shorties maybe they wanna party with me.
Y'all know what it's all about. Y'all know what it's all about.
Thank God it's Friday.
Friday night with the feeling it's alright. We ain't coming to sit tight, we came to get high, right? Y'all know what it's all about. When the DJ spins and the checks come out, like a man Craig B said, Friday, payday, it's time to party. P-A to the R, T to the Y. Baby girl, you don't need to ask me why. Cause it's going down like executioner. Scratching them things, flapping them wings with the evolutioner. That's our name, cause when we come to this game, it ain't gonna be the same. Tell your friends and family about this band. Hopefully we be rocking the show this end. If y'all like this flow, let me know. With it, let's go, everybody, now let's go.
Thank God it's Friday. Everybody wants to party, but we go funky. Dancing with you all night, yeah. Thinking that them shorties, maybe they wanna party with me.
Y'all know what it's all about. Y'all know what it's all about.
What it's all about,
you don't know what it's all about.
Today's Music Corner presents a song from Paul Partohap. Paulus Andreas Partohap Silalahi, or better known as Paul Partohap, is an Indonesian singer and musician born on April 30, 1993. He's also known as the husband of Gita Savitri, Indonesian YouTuber and influencer. Paul began his music career in a debut single featuring Gita called Seandainya, or If Only, released in 2017. After that, he kept releasing more songs. On November 19, 2024, Paul Partohap released a new single titled Vitamin U, which goes viral in social media, including on TikTok. This song is the second release after the full album launching, Lover's Atlas. Paul writes Vitamin U along with Khalisha Ishana, who also becomes the producer. Just like the other songs, Paul writes the song lyrics inspired by his wife, Gita Savitri. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Vitamin U by Paul Partohap. Enjoy!
Forever side by side, a love so special can we deny? Two souls entwined, I'll pass my pride for a little while, but I found you with a smile. I love who I am when I'm with you. May all of me inside of you, all I want is you. Who are you? There is no capture.
discover the unseen world of Jakarta. A vibrant community that cherishes life in a myriad of interesting ways. Centuries of multicultural togetherness. From the tranquil seaside, fresh, exhilarating, and the mangrove forest, a nearby weekend getaway for families. The exciting waterfront and its variety of amusement. The yacht harbor to international expos. The national theme park. Jakarta still has the charm that fascinated travelers and traders since hundreds of years ago. Even in the thousand islands in the Jakarta Bay, old strongholds, museums feature histories of evolution and culture. Then, the old city hall brings together history and today. The today of a multicultural society that embraces song and dance and drama. Jakarta is also a global metropolis with its own brand of haute couture and invigorating nightlife. Dancing to the newest tracks, or just cherish life. Fine dining with loved ones. Experience the good life in Jakarta. Innovative recipes, master chefs, gourmets, delicatessen, but also fascinating street food. There's always something for anyone. Shopping experiences are equally colorful in Jakarta, where traditional craft blend perfectly with global brands. Mix and match. And the art of bargaining is upheld in a smiling environment. Discover Jakarta and its hospitality that comes straight from the heart. The unique cuisine. The pampering of body and mind. Sheer amazement. And ultimately, lots and lots of fun. Discover Jakarta. Wonderful Indonesia. Indonesia.
Here is keyword of the day. Wins when good people do nothing. A quote by General Sudirman. General Sudirman is an Indonesian national hero and the first commander of the National Army. He never gave up and was always ready to sacrifice himself. He was courageous, had great discipline, always fought for the right thing, and was a great role model. General Sudirman is known as a very responsible leader. Well, listener, that's keyword of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
India.
you for still joining us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world with the program Indonesia Today. Great news comes from the sport world, in which Indonesia gained one gold medal and one bronze in the Asian Canoe Championship 2025 in Yahoo International Aquatic Sports Center, Nanchang, Jiangxi Province, China, from May 9 to the 10. There's a women's canoe double 200 meter gained by Herlin Aprilin Lali. She won the gold medal. And then there's also Sela Monim gaining bronze medal for women's canoe double 500 meters, participated in by 244 canoe athletes from 20 countries. Indonesia sent 6 athletes, following 6 out of 21 canoe sports competed, and Indonesia and Vietnam together won one gold medal in this event. So very great news in this Friday ahead of this weekend. For welcoming this weekend, we have a gold and bronze medal for Indonesia in the Asian Canoe Championship. And more good news from Indonesia, only on Indonesia Today. But first, let's spread more positivity, more spirit to all Indonesian athletes, to all Indonesian nations in general, to keep doing the best for Indonesia. Just like Elo and Sherina say in their song, Ayo Indonesia Bisa, or Go Indonesia.
Yeah. Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Empal Gentong, a traditional dish from Cirebon that has been famous since the 17th century. It features a rich spice broth that is truly tempting. The word empal means beef, while gentong refers to the large pot used for cooking it. The beef is slowly cooked in a broth rich with spices such as turmeric, ginger, and lemongrass. creating a savory and slightly spicy flavor that delights the taste buds. Ampal gentong not only offers tender meat, but also a culinary traditional passed down through generations, with each spoonful reminding us of the warmth and enjoyment of the past. Typically served with rice or lontong, this dish is often accompanied by sambal and crackers to enhance the experience. More than just a meal, Ampal gentong is an unforgettable taste experience. Enjoy its deliciousness and feel the authentic flavor of Cirebon.
Thank you. aku jatuh bangun dan jatuh dalam langkah menyusuri kehidupanku yang kelam. Dan hampir-hampir ku tak dapat melangkah lagi. Dirimu hadir bagaikan sinar menerangi jalanku. Kau tunjukkan arah mana yang kini harus ku tempuh agar diriku tak sesat lagi seperti dulu. Bersama bayanganmu kasih senang kerakan ku terjaga dari mimpi-mimpi dari kehidupan yang semu dan melenakanku membuatku terlupa akan segalanya. Hari ini, hari ini aku mencoba berdiri dan melangkah lagi. Bila esok sinar mentari pagi tak bersinar bagaikan sinar menerangi jalanku. Kau tunjukkan arah mana yang kini harus ku tempuh agar diriku tak sesat lagi seperti dulu. Bersama
of Indonesia.
Indonesia has more than 17,000 islands. Every region in Indonesia has tradition, culture, and the beauty of nature, which is incomparable. Bali is one of the islands in Indonesia which is very popular in the world. Because its popularity, until now there are people who think that Bali is not part of Indonesia. Bali itself is an island belonging to a group of beautifully lined islands in the territory of Republic of Indonesia. Talking about Bali, firstly in your mind is the beauty of the beach and tradition of its people. Bali does not only have the beauty of nature and tradition, it is also popular for its dances, which move suitably with the rhythm. Gamelan Bali is the music to accompany those dances. There is one Balinese traditional musical instrument. However, there is one Balinese traditional musical instrument which is not quite known by many people. The name is rindik. According to the history, rindik was created due to Ponorogo people in East Java moving to Bali. At the beginning, when Wangkir or known Ponorogo side did rebellion against Majapahit Kingdom, most of Ponorogo people moved to Bali. Ponorogo people also brought their traditional instrument, namely Angklung Reyog. Angklung Reyog is the weapon of Majapahit Kingdom, which functions as instrument of the kingdom. When the Mak attacked the Angklung and Gamelan from Ponorogo, were brought to Bali. on the way to Bali, those instruments were damaged. Arriving in Bali, Majapahit people were difficult to string the gamelan up, including angklung. Although angklung in Bali is not similar like the one as usual, for example, in West Java. This instrument still produces sound by being beaten like gamelan, which is made from metal. Angklung in Bali has changed its name to be rindik, which is from Javanese ancient language meaning neatly arranged with little gaps. And listener, before we talk more about the instrument, how about we listen to the rindik and the flute rhythm by Trio Buana.
Thank you. listener, rindik is made from the pieces of bamboo, which are arranged according to its size and its tone. Bamboo which is used to make rindik is the selected one. So, it is not easy to be broken and will produce a very good sound. This instrument is played by beating and using percussion tool made of rubber with different sizes to produce a melodious harmonization of sound. To make it, the bamboo is cut and arranged according to the sizes. The number of pieces of bamboo usually consists of 11 up to 13 pieces. Every piece of bamboo has different size and tone. The larger the size of the bamboo is, the lower the pitch will be. The smaller the bamboo, of course, the higher the tone is produced. The bamboos are arranged in places which is made from bamboo. Those bamboos are arranged beginning from the lowest tone on the left corner to the highest on the right. The tone which is produced by rindik is pentatonic, meaning it has five main tones. The big percussion tool is usually used on the left hand and the small one is on the right hand. This is because the leftmost tone is lower. So, when it's played, there will be a balance of the tone. Rindik needs a special skill and feeling. In playing rindik, there is also a technique of beating, namely mundil, which is held by the left hand of companion player or called sangsi. In the performance of bum bum dance, this technique is called jegog. In Bali itself, and rindik is usually performed to accompany the bum bum dance. Besides that, rindik is also performed to accompany many other events such as wedding ceremony. The special rhythm of rindik makes the nuance of the event becoming more romantic. In the development era, rindik becomes an instrument which is more flexible and has many functions. And listener, that was a glimpse about a traditional instrument coming from Bali, and it is called rindik. Thank you very much for listening, and sampai jumpa. We'll be right back.
Indonesian children must manage their time to read a lot of books, articles, or information. Reading must also be a daily habit for people of Indonesia. Chandrika Keo Murationgo, as a young writer, has her own response on this.
Yeah, definitely. I think I have lots of messages for the government, but specifically in literacy, Indonesia is actually the 60th country in Asia that has the lowest literacy rate. And this 60th position is due to a lot of factors. And I think a huge factor is in schools, you're not really taught to read. You're taught to listen and just do what you're told. So I think when we incorporate more reading habits or dedicating a specific time for children to read, giving them more reading materials, teaching them as if it could be an escape, not just a chore, I think that could really set a good precedent for their habits in the future.
Aku masih ada sampai di sini melihatmu.
Today's edition of Music Corner presents a song from South Sulawesi entitled Tome Pare. The song Tome Pare was composed by J.K. Parantean. The lyrics tell people of Toraja who are harvesting paddy in the valley and hill. Many people are walking into rice fields to harvest happily. Meanwhile, a shepherd is joking and playing gladly, waiting for the harvest. All the people look happy while harvesting the paddy. All right, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from South Sulawesi, Indonesia, entitled Tome Pare by J.K. Parantean. Happy listening.